Ryan Dempster.
There's
a 1-1 to Freeman. Oh, he caught it! Right into the palm of Dempster's glove.
Ooh,
that is a little smile there from Dempster.
What would Harry say right now about this win?
Well, I gotta tell you, there's a lot of champagne in here. I haven't seen this much champagne since my wedding. We had a party just like this. It was phenomenal. Go Cubs!
That was outstanding.
Every Thursday morning on the Steve Cochran Show, we're joined by former Cubs pitcher Ryan Dempster to talk some baseball. This is the Wintrust Community Banks Hour. Dave Ennett, Andrea Darlis in for the vacationing Mr. Cochran. And good to have Ryan Dempster with us as the All-Star break winds down. Thank goodness we'll have baseball tomorrow, Ryan. Only another little over 24 hours to go before the Cubs host the Rangers at Wrigley.
Yeah, it'll be nice. You know, we sit there and we talk about needing an All-Star break, and then as soon as it happens, we can't wait for him to get back. So I'm excited for the boys to get back in town and a big series against a really good team in Texas coming in.
All right, before I get to that, let's go back to Tuesday night in San Diego. Obviously, a moment that Cubs fans and Sox fans, to a certain extent, are going to remember for a long time, the Chris Bryant home run. But overall, your thoughts on this All-Star game?
You know what? It was kind of, after the first couple innings, a little bit quiet. There wasn't much happening. You know, a couple home runs early on, and then you just show the dominance of some of these relievers. I mean, wow. You watch Dylan Betances. But he threw a slider to a right-handed hitter. I can't remember who the guy was. Nolan Arenado. Okay, here's a guy who's probably as good a right-handed hitter as there is in baseball. And he even swung, and the look on his face of like, I can't hit that ever. I don't care how many times you throw it. And just some of these relievers, they're dominating stuff. You know, it was a lot of fun to watch. Not so much for the hitters though, but too bad the National League didn't pull it out so that we'd have home field advantage. But that's the way it is.
Things kind of did bog down in this game. I've watched All-Star games. I've probably watched every one since the early 60s. And in some years, they're good, and some years you're going to get a clunker. And this game had some really, like I said, I thought the Bryant home run, really cool moment. And obviously a big second inning for the American League. But I wonder, I look at this, and you were an All-Star a couple of times. I look at this, and I know they're always looking at ways to tweak it and make it more interesting. There's the big buildup to the guy being named the starting pitcher. And Chris Sale, who's had such an unbelievable season, is in the game for 9 pitches. Is there anything that could, I mean, I know Cueto made it to the second, and then he got taken out after he gave a couple home runs. But do you maybe look at this and say, okay, we make a big deal out of a guy being named the starting pitcher. He's going to go, barring injury, he's going to go at least a couple of innings so the fans get to see him.
Well, yeah, that's how it used to be. Guys used to throw 3, sometimes 4 innings in an All-Star game if they were going good. But as we know, the evolution of starting pitching in general has completely changed. Guys don't do that anymore. It's all about getting a guy an inning and getting out of there. I feel like if a guy hasn't thrown for a few days and he's not going to pitch until maybe like Saturday or Sunday after the break, even Friday, have enough days off, let him go. Let him go a couple innings. Especially it does have impact. It has meaning. So, you know, I don't see why that they don't a little bit more. But, you know, I also understand what it's like. You know, I went in 2000. I was a young kid, and I never got the pitch. The starting pitcher went 2 innings. The next guy went 2 innings. And then you only have so many innings left for the rest of the guys. So, you know, I feel like they're trying to get everybody an inning of work. But it is nice to see that guy. What's the difference if you started or relieve if you're only going to go 1 inning?
Right.
So, Ryan, I'm a tad bit of a paranoid Cub fan at times, and if you Google Jake Arrieta injury, you'll get a story from August 12, 2011, where it says he started the year 5-1, and then he began to struggle. This is when he was an Oriole, and he had a bone spur removed from his right elbow in August that shut him down for the season. There's a lot of speculation, and no one said anything about Arrieta actually being hurt, but the performance has been not as good as we're used to. Do you see any signs that perhaps something's wrong?
No, I think, you know, he even said it, you know, he didn't want to pitch, a little bit of fatigue, and rightfully so. Not just physically, mentally, what he's had to endure and go through. I know it seems funny because it's not like he's grinded through losing after start after start. He set this bar so high that if he goes out there and goes six innings, three runs, people are like, what happened to Jake? And I think it's a situation where a good break like that, he got, you know, a day off before the All-Star break, plus these four. You know, he's getting a whole skip in the rotation almost, and that'll be a huge benefits and dividends down the rest of the road throughout the year. I think, you know, physically, he's taxed his body, thrown a lot of innings last year, and I think just getting a little bit of a breather, you know, sometimes instead of constantly having that foot on the gas and the pedal to the metal, will be huge for him. He works so hard. He's in great shape. Physically, he feels good. I think just sometimes a little bit of a blow, a little bit of a breather can be huge, and for him, I think it'll be huge, and which obviously will mean great things for the Cubs.
What about for the rest of this club now? And I think as they go into this series with Texas, you've got, of course, Lester did pitch the other night. Arrieta getting a couple more days to rest up. They brought in Adam Warren to pitch before the break. They went to a six-man rotation. Is that something you see popping up again as this season goes on, and maybe they'll go back to that?
Possibly. I don't know what, you know, the plan is there. I think that there's a luxury when you do have a big lead in the division. At the same time, you have nothing wrapped up. There's two really good teams behind you chasing you, and a lot of good teams in the league you're going to play, so you need to try and win every ball game. But the goal is to be strong and healthy come the end of September going into October. And, you know, you can afford a little bit of a hiccup throughout the course of the season. You know, I thought John Lester made a great comment after his last start. Somebody said, is everything all right physically? He's like, why when we pitch bad does it have to be physical? You know, why do I have to be hurt because I struggled? Maybe it's just the fact that, you know, the other team put some good swings, or I didn't just locate on a dime like I've been doing it all year, and he had just a little bit of a hiccup there. So I think those guys will benefit from this little bit of a break. They'll benefit from having that extra guy in the rotation, and then that'll allow you to be strong all the way through the end of the season and then into the postseason.
Hey, Ryan, you look at who leads the Cubs in ERA as starting pitchers. I don't even think most Cub fans realize that it's actually Kyle Hendricks who was traded for you. I'm curious. A lot of people don't think that Kyle Hendricks is, you know, front of the rotation guy because he doesn't throw super hard. But you look at his stats. I mean, he's thrown nearly 100 innings, given up 75 hits. He's got an ERA of 2.55. I mean, do you look at this guy as somebody who can even step into maybe a three starter role? Because I mean, you look at the performance; it's been pretty impressive.
Yeah, he really has, and you know, Joe's done a good job of protecting him as far as keeping him out of trouble late in ball games, because he is a guy that doesn't have overpowering stuff. So the more guys see him, the better swings they're going to get. And I think he does an incredible job of knowing what his stuff does and how it plays and utilizing it. He hits his spots really well. He changes speeds probably as good as any pitcher in baseball right now. His ability to go front and back with the fastball changeup combination. You know, and just kind of stays within himself. He doesn't overthrow. He's a very smart kid. He's analytical. He realizes to stay within his own means of success and not try and go out there. I'm not going to try and throw 95 miles an hour because I don't. I'm just going to hit my spot. And he kind of, you know, you watch him pitch. I'm not making any comparisons. But when you do watch him, he reminds me a little bit of a guy who used to pitch for the Cubs at WAR number 31 and you know, is able to use movement and change the speeds to have success rather than velocity.
You guys didn't ask Demp the most important question.
What's that? What do we miss?
Demp, are you worried that Chris Bryant is going to take your title for best-dressed current or former Cub with three shoe changes during the All-Star game?
I mean, he can try all he wants. He can grind it out there with his express abs and his pretty little suits, but he's got a long way to go before he matches up with a plaid jacket.
The gauntlet. Yeah. There's the gauntlet right there. There it is. All right, so the Cubs home against Texas, then home against the New York Mets. And Ryan, they don't have to travel by plane anywhere till they play in Oakland on August 5th. I mean, they go to Milwaukee and play the Sox. So there's a nice stretch of them playing at home and playing close to home.
Yeah, and they deserve that. You look at their last two road trips they went on. You know, a long 10-day road trip, three different cities, you know, all over the country, back home for just a little bit, and then another one you know, flying up and down the East Coast. So I think it's really good for them to get a little time at home, especially after the All-Star break. That's awesome. It's going to be a fun week, and I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to tomorrow at Wrigley. There's going to be a great seventh-inning stretch going on. I don't know, supposedly some special guests, so it should be a good time.
Is there anybody we know?
No, I don't. Apparently, there's some sort of shenanigans happening. But if you got a chance, tune into the game because it'll be pretty epic.
We will. Hey, Ryan, good to have you back. Thanks, buddy.
You got it, guys.
We'll see you.